Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And what we're doing today is a four-part series of stress to support you with Stress Awareness Month, which is what's going on at the moment. And I've broken it down into four episodes because there's quite a lot to cover. So if you've just pitched into this episode and you haven't listened to episodes one and two, by all means, go straight into this episode if that's what you want to do. But it's probably to your advantage to listen to episode one, which is all about what stress does to our body. So why is it such a huge epidemic? And then episode two, which is the easy ways to support stress in your body. Because what I always say in this podcast is it's really important to do the simple things well first before you start adding more in. So today is the next episode of that, which is to give you more ways to counterbalance your stress. So in the last episode, we talked about breathing, we talked about tapping, we talked about shaking, we talked about walking, we talked about foot bathing. And in this episode, we are talking about some other ways. Now, what do I like to do to support my stress? Because there have been times in my life where I have been extraordinarily stressed for good reason. I haven't just been making it up. It's been times where things have really got to me. And funnily enough, when I'm recording this today, there's been something going on in my personal life which has been creating a huge amount of stress on my emotional body as well. So what happens when this happens to me is that I feel the feeling just like everyone else, but I just go deeper. I talk about this quite a lot in the podcast, this thing called the healing pivot. And the healing pivot is this level where you have to get to rebalance the body. So if life is just kind of okay, but there's quite a lot going on, it's not going to take you that much to pivot to get the body back into harmony and to manage your stress response. A little bit of shaking, a little bit of tapping, a little bit of gua sha, a little bit of foot bathing, and you're going to be okay. And to be honest with you, that's what I do every day, and that basically does the trick. But when I'm delivering this to you today, I've been going through quite a lot of stress myself, and I still do those things, but I have to be honest, they're not quite enough. I've got to go deeper because the stress that I'm being given is more entrenched. It's of a deeper resonance. It's got a more intense frequency to it than the usual sort of daily. It's more intense. So therefore, I have to go deeper in order to get to that healing pivot, which is what today's episode's about. So what do? The first thing is I do everything that I said in the last episode. So that's the first thing I do, which I've just recapped for you now. Then what I do is I add more, because otherwise I feel uncomfortable. And I would feel the nasty feeling of exhausted yet restless and diseased. I feel uncomfortable. I feel anxious. I feel stressed. I feel like there's no pleasure in life. I feel like I can't stop thinking about what this problem is. It goes round and round around my head. And generally, it's just making me feel heightened senses of anxiety, palpitations in the heart, shallowness of breathing, and general discomfort. So I have to go deeper. So what do? Well, the first thing to do is I take something. It's like, so that's easy because it's just a product I need to buy, and it's called Colloid Gold. And it's on my website for good reason, because it works. Now, Colloid Gold is a bit like colloid silver. These are ancient remedies, which are basically like a kind of homeopathic distillation of the minerals of gold and silver. And they're used for different reasons, but gold particularly is anti-inflammatory and antioxidant. It's also very good at clearing the mind and reducing stress. It's also a really easy remedy because it just sits in my bathroom and all I need to do is squirt it under my tongue. I can also squirt it on my skin because it's in such a dilute format, because it comes as a distilled water, that I can absorb it very, very easily through the surface of my skin, just as much as through under my tongue. So that's a very simple way. Another way is homeopathy. Homeopathy is really, really good for you when stress is getting really over the top. Now, at that particular stage, the homeopathy that I would be taking would be prescribed because I would want it to work really, really hard. But if you're not interested in taking homeopathy, then another simple thing that I like to do is bark rescue remedies. Funnily enough, I was a judge for Get the Gloss, and it was kind of, I think the category, I can't remember the exact name of the category, but it was kind of, you know, most iconic healthcare products or something like that, you know, kind of like the stuff which has been round and about for a long time. And funnily enough, the bark rescue flower remedy came in as one of the things that I needed to test, and I selected it as the winner because it's such a fantastic product. I mean, it just helps so much. So when things are getting entrenched, I'll have that under in my handbag so that I can use it whenever I need. And it really makes a palpable difference to what I'm doing. So that's the next thing. Then what do we do? You apply the greatest healing tool that you have, which is your mind. Your mind is your greatest healing tool, and you apply your greatest healing tool to the greatest healing modality, which is your breath. So in the last episode, I talked about breath, but in this episode, I want to talk about applying your mind into your breath, okay? Because it will make the breath more powerful. And this is how I really go into my stress. So right now, as I'm giving this, because I've deliberately allowed the stress to sit there before I broadcast this episode so that I could teach from a really authentic place, because I thought, right, I've got that feeling inside my body at this exact moment in time, so I can teach the remedy because I can heal myself whilst I'm teaching you how to do it. So I thought, well, that's great. That's a double whammy, isn't it? So you just sit comfortably. Okay, now the first thing you want to do is just slow the breath. Okay, let's just go back to where we were in the last episode. Gently breathe in, lingering at the top of the breath. Gently breathe out, linger at the bottom of the breath. Now just do that. So just don't worry about anything, just linger. Breathe and linger. Now, next up, I'm going to sway ever so slightly. I'm just imagining that I've got a piece of dental floss going through my middle, side to side. And it's pulling me side to side. And I'm slowing the breath. Now, I'm just going to smile on my lips gently, like Mona Lisa. Just that gentle smile of equanimity already starts to create peace inside my body. Stress tends to take it, feel everything downturning. That gentle smile is a peaceful smile. Now, you may well find, depending on where your stress is, that you'll want to sit still. If you don't want to sit still, just keep softly undulating side to side. If you do want to sit still, then just come to a gentle rest in the middle, smiling on the lips. And now just imagine that smile down in the lower belly. And imagine that smile extending. And now just pay attention to your body. Scan through your body. Down from the top of your head, down through your face, down through your shoulders. Down through your body. Down through your hips. Your legs. To your feet. Be aware of the ground under your feet. And just imagine the gravitational pull of Earth drawing down any negativity, which is heavy in nature. And allow the breath, with all its purity, to come in through the nose. Imagine the earth pulling downwards and the breath replenishing. And with your awareness, notice where your body is feeling diseased, and take your attention to that space. And now just imagine that that breath goes into that space, gently penetrating through, smiling with goodness, massaging from the inside out, that knot inside the body. Imagine the goodness of the breath massaging into that pain and discomfort gently, seductively. A very sensual sensation of pleasure. Maybe sigh to let go. And be aware of this lovely breath inside that knot, massaging gently as you breathe. Imagine it pulsating in goodness, and as it pulsates, dissolving those knots, the anxiety. Feel the pleasure of this meditation. Use the breath to release. And with each exhale, imagine that knot lessening, dissolving. Start to feel those areas of discomfort releasing. So the body feels harmonious. Often stress creates worry, and worry creates stress. And the easiest way to heal worry is to go to the higher vibration of the earth element. As worry is the low frequency, and this can be transcended with trust. So at this stage, we open the crown of our head. Imagine the head now open, and we imagine divine light shining through. At this point, incorporating your spiritual beliefs, and if your spiritual belief is no belief, just imagine atmosphere, pure atmosphere coming into the body, shining through your tissues and blasting laser beams into the diseased tissues, breaking them down like massive strobes, zapping away, releasing, 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 trusting your guides that are helping you from love energy. Imagine each exhale, the body releasing. Feel the pull of the earth drawing down any heavy energy out through the feet. Sighing to release. And now just close the crown and gently blink your eyes and come back. And just be aware that that little meditation is a very, very simple way to really go into the stress. Wow. Okay, that's really helped. And there is a stress meditation specific on my website. I'll ask the team to put it in the links below to say where that is, because I now can't remember. And if it's still not to be found because it's gone into the ether, I did do one. So just email us at ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com and we'll just send it to you. But I've done one and it's good and it will help you. But the thing is about these stress techniques is that the more intense it becomes, the more you use your mind, the more you focus your mind, the more you can use mind over matter. And then because you're working with the mind and the relaxation techniques of the body, it will massively help you. If you are really having problems with stress, there is a whole masterclass which I've done and a free fact sheet in order to give you loads and loads of techniques and acupressure points and all sorts of techniques. One last thing to say is that there is an Instagram subscription, which is £5 a month, where I do a weekly class and lots of extra content, most of which really works with the stress response. But there's also a free Own Your Health health club, which is over on my Facebook. So if you go to Katie Brindle, there's the health club there, which is free to join. And there's also a class on a Monday where I give each week. And that's also incredibly good because stretching is one of the easiest ways to get stress out of the body as well. And these very simple Chinese exercises are really powerful. They only take a few minutes to do. So there's lots and lots of ways that I can that I'm already doing to help you with all of these things. If you have any comments on that, let me know. And we've got one more episode to do, which is how to, now we've helped you with your stress, how you can help other people with theirs. So I look forward to seeing you next time.